Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, episode number 1878.
This is Lawrence Ford, the author of The Secrets of the Seasons. And on today's show, I will discuss You're Here for a Reason.
Welcome to Conscious Millionaire, the number one show for conscious entrepreneurs and CEOs on a mission to build a highly profitable business that makes a positive impact. On each episode, discover how to make bigger money, create a bigger impact, and live a bigger life. You're listening to the Conscious Millionaire Network, heard by over 12 million listeners in 190 countries. Now, join your host, J.B. Crum III, the Conscious Millionaire Mentor, Master NLP Coach, Speaker, and author of the number one international bestseller, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference.
Hello, this is JV, and I am excited that you've joined me today because, as you know, this isn't just a podcast and syndicated radio show. It is an entrepreneurial training for you to help you build a high-profit business that makes a positive impact. Help me welcome our featured guest. He is the founder of Conscious Capital Wealth Management and Future Capital in partnership with the United Nations. Dubbed the Shaman of Wall Street by the Washington Post, my guest today is Lawrence Ford. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you, JV. It's an honor to be here.
Well, first of all, a big congratulations on the success you had. Number one Amazon bestseller, The Secret of the Seasons. We're going to be discussing that today, folks. And you can get a link to it at consciousmillionaireshow.com. Just scroll down to today's show, the title, You Are Here for a Reason. Well, I can't think of a better show for me to say what is very common in our shows. There are no accidents. You are here for a reason. And this is the show that I believe you need this information right now to take your next step. And I am so glad that you've decided to join us. Lawrence, in The Secret of the Seasons, you talk about four seasons. They're really four seasons of our conscious or personal development. What are those seasons? And then let's delve down into, I think, this deeper truth, which I certainly agree with. You are here for a reason. All of us are.
Yeah, thank you, JV. So let's see. Let's just do a quick overview of these seasons, because I'm sure we'll probably go back and forth and talk about these throughout our discussion today. Season number one is when our soul lands in this skin and bones and we show up on this earth and we are figuring out where the heck we are. If that seems a little bit out there for you listeners, let's just take a breath for a minute and let's talk about some of the psychology of that for a moment. You know, at about age 18 months, self-actualization happens for infants. And it's a time when the infant understands that they are in this body. And it's been proven by science and psychology for when they put a little bit of rouge on the baby's forehead. And up until 18 months, they'll look in the mirror and they'll point at the mirror at the point of their forehead where that rouge was put on. And then by about 18 months, they realize that rouge is actually on them. And so season number one is, bam, I'm in these skin and bones, and what the hell am I doing here in this dream world, and what's going on around here, and really, truly kind of getting your feet on ground as a soul inside this body. Season number two is a season of doing. And the season of doing we are all very familiar with, especially in this crazy world where we're always out doing, which is essentially where we're attempting to express our being, our reason for being here on this earth. And some of us doing it very well at some points. I mean, we all know sometimes we do this extremely well in life and we know synchronicities start to hit and things are coming together and we feel good. And other times we're in a place where things aren't going so well. So season number two is season of doing, going out there and expressing ourselves in the world.
So this would be learning how to build, learning how to achieve success. But then I know that you talk about a lot of people are sleepwalking when they're doing this. What does that mean?
So important, JV. So when we look at ancient wisdom that comes to this part of the world, I remember giving a speech down in Wall Street, and especially, you know, it's pronounced in that part of the world. So we'll use that as an example. You watch people, and ancient wisdom will come and watch people, and they're going from A to B to A to B to A to B. They go to work, they come home, they watch TV, they have a meal, they go to sleep, they wake up again, and they're occasionally thrown in with a C in the form of vacation. I can't take this anymore. I got to get away. And so we literally, they see us as sleepwalking through life. It's like, we're just literally not here. And if you think about that for a moment, if you watch your thoughts, how often are we typically present? We're either thinking about something in the future or something in the past. So we're a land of sleepwalkers. And we've been just going back and forth in our seasons of doing and not truly being conscious about the why or our reason or our effect in the world.
So what happens next? So we have that season, and my sense, and as you're listening to these seasons, I want you to identify with, is this where I'm at on my journey, my conscious journey of, let's say it's the conscious journey of awakening, because I really think that's what we're talking about here. Some people never get past that stage. That's where they live. That's kind of, I'm going to dub it, and I'm curious as to what you think. That's conventional reality right there. Right. Absolutely. We're going to buy the home. We're going to buy the car. What's the next car? What are we buying? You know, where are we going on vacation? But we never get past that there's something more going on.
That's right, JV. And we have this, you know, it can be expressed in many different ways for that malady, or I'll call it that soul malady. Right. So we have a, you know, if you can just for a moment, forget about the words and forget about any dogmas this might bring up for you. But just pretend for a minute that we actually really are a soul. Right. And there's something inside us. I call it the heliotropic soul, which gently always leans us in the direction of our purpose and our reason for being here. And our one job on earth is to align our being with our doing, who we are with how we express ourselves out in the world. When we do that, and this is why I'm so passionate about this, when we do that, we have inner peace. We sing good music. And our resonance is beautiful. We all know people when we see them on purpose, man. When we see those entrepreneurs and they're just killing it in the fourth season, which we'll talk about in a minute, there is no doubt whether they should be doing what they're doing. We know it. And so when we're not doing that, we have the opposite effect. And the opposite effect is it's kind of like walking around with a pebble in your shoe. You know, you can put up with it for a while, or maybe that incessant air conditioner in the background. We can put it out of our mind. But after a while, it starts to creep up. That pebble starts to hurt our foot. And that analogy I'm talking about, just to be clear, is the misalignment of our being and our doing. It hurts. It's like this uncomfortable chorus that sings out of tune inside of us. And soon it builds and builds. And so what do we do as humans, JV? Great question. Is we move to addictions. That's our best form of getting away from it. It's the perfect pill. It's the perfect panacea. Why? Number one is that it always keeps us out of the moment, right? And in the moment is where we feel the discord. It's where we feel the pain. I'm always looking for that next drink. I'm always looking for that next food to binge on. I'm always looking for the next sex to take me away. I'm always looking for the next working.
What I'm hearing, Lawrence, is there's a schism within us, that there's a divide. We're divided inside and not whole. Let's move to that third season.
So season number three is the most misunderstood season of our lives, because we are so focused on productivity and contributing to the GDP and buying more things and contributing in more things, especially in this world as an entrepreneur, right? We can get sucked into that vacuum of lack of purpose and materialism. And if it's not perfectly aligned, what happens to all of us, to different degrees in different ways, the universe collides, it comes together for us, and it knocks us off that incessant sleepwalking track. Why does that happen? It happens because I believe we are loved and we are looked over, and we are so special that the entire universe conspires, including regular people like you and I, JV, and being together at this moment, conspires together to support us towards that soul that leads, that heliotropic soul that leads us in our direction of being. And so the season of waking, when everything we thought was good, when everything we thought we were moving towards was in alignment, and we just get our feet taken out up from underneath us, stripped to the core, as the shamans will say, reduced to that of nothing. and ripped apart, literally dismembered, so we can then begin to rebuild ourselves back from our core.
So we have this experience, and folks, I want you to know I've been through this experience multiple times because apparently I need to learn lots of lessons, which is probably why I'm the guy on the microphone talking about this, because I just want to share a really important secret about life. We coach, we teach, we train all the stuff we're learning. It's there, that's the connection right there, right? And that's what I'm working on with people. It oftentimes is the same stuff that on some level I'm working on in myself, and that's why I attract people to work on that. But we evolve. Where do we evolve to?
Before we go there, JV, if I may, because you bring up a really important point, and this is part of our conditioning, or as the shamans will say, domestication, right, of being in this dream, is that we're always thinking about grades and scores. You know, if I could just make another couple million, right? Or if I could just get my margins to this point, right? Or if I could just level this sort of ROI on this project. So when we think about the seasons, I do not want you to think about those as linear. Just like life, seasons come and go all the time, right? Which doesn't mean we have to fall into this masochistic world of every season, right?
No, and I think that's a very important point. And I'll share, and we were talking before we went to air, is that I've had multiple awakenings, multiple times that rugs got pulled out from underneath me. And each time it was going to another level and another level, and by level, folks, I think it's best understood as a more expanded awareness of what's true and where I am to play within that truth to help the world. Because I think that's always been the theme for me.
Exactly, JV. I'm glad you bring that up too. So one more thing about the third season before we move on to this next part, which is really, really exciting, is the fourth season. Is in the third season, and I'm going to use, you may hear, obviously you've heard me two or three times already refer to shaman. You know, so that is, please don't misunderstand that as some kind of esoteric dogma. I've been trained in multiple different avenues. It's a language I'm going to use now to express something which I think will make the point best as a teacher. But the shamans believe that when we go through things in life, that the things that we go through in life are where we break, we are strongest, right? And so the challenge that we have in life, if we look back in our lives, you'll always realize that the biggest challenges that we've had are beautifully, impeccably designed to make us stronger for our gift of giving, like you were referring to a little bit earlier, JV, about our teaching. So there's something the shamans call about soul wounds, very close to different types of psychotherapy, where we literally have a time in our life where there was something that happened to us. Now, it doesn't have to be as dramatic as abuse, although, you know, one in five people have been in that way in one or another. It could be something a little bit more subtle, but there is something that's happened in our life that relates back to our core issue that we're here to not only heal from, but give back to as no one else could as our individual reason for being here. So the shamans think that at this impeccable time, when someone is ready through their third season, that you literally go back to that moment, that point of onset of that trauma or whatever happened in your life, and literally retrieve that piece of missing soul. So you can understand conceptually, if I'm living with not a whole soul, if I'm not living whole, then clearly I'm going to try to fill that hole with other things, which we've talked about. You know, addiction is clearly one of the most popular ones in our world.
And what's the fourth season?
Fourth season is the season of living whole. And I will tell you, now, first of all, let me just be very clear. I am not sitting here talking to you as your guru who is sitting in the fourth season, who is in perfection and manifests every time he breathes everything he wants. I am a real guy out there as an entrepreneur, very deeply engaged into the world of capital and capital markets and global leadership, and also my own entrepreneurial business called Conscious Capital that works in the world of investments. So I have everyday stuff that I deal with as well. So the fourth season is not all rainbows and kittens. But what happens is when you get there, you have this thing of being able to see everything and be able to move in synchronicities and understand beyond time that truly that you are here for a reason now that you've kind of passed through some of your big stuff. And in the world of entrepreneurship, it means, and you know somebody I mentioned to earlier, when they're doing something and things are clicking, and all of a sudden you say, just out of the blue, or words like in the zone, or woo-way-woo, which is one of my favorites, which we can talk about, which is literally means doing, not doing. But it's this immense state of being where things are happening to you, where the dancer becomes the dance, and we're moving at peak performance. You know athletes that do that. You know entrepreneurs that do that. You know everyday people who are in that space. And it is an incredible, incredible place to live. And by the way, when you're there, that's not devoid of lessons as well. So in that space, there's a lot new way to get your feet settled. And I want to use an example, which I love so much, with a Rilke poem, which is essentially talks about the way the ugly swan walks. And if you've ever seen a young swan walking on land towards the water, it is one of the most ugly, awkward thing you've ever seen until they hit that element, until they hit their true element. And they lower themselves down with some fear, but then they hit their element and they're lifted like a king or a queen across the waves. And you're like, now that animal is on purpose. That is in their reason. That animal is in their now, they're in their element. And that's the place that you feel it's visceral and it's contagious.
We're here with Lawrence Ford. He's the author of The Secret of the Seasons. We'll have a link to that book on the show notes at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. And this show's really about you are here for a reason. And it's by going through this conscious evolutionary path of the four seasons that you discover your reason for being here. And you can express it more fully. That really is the core of Conscious Millionaire. All Conscious Millionaire businesses are based upon your purpose infused into a vision of a difference you want to be making through your business, helping others, lifting them to higher levels, making a positive impact on your clients, as well as on the world in which we're all living. We'll be right back with Lawrence Ford. Hi, this is J.B. Crum III, and I'm here with Janelle Jackson. Janelle completed the Business Accelerator Formula. It's a live program directly with me. And you can learn more about Janelle at momsplanforsuccess.com. Janelle, who do you work with? I'd like to get that out because you're doing such powerful work in the world, Janelle.
I help African-American moms create a plan for financial success. And for every plan that I create, I make a donation to a local women and children's homeless shelter.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful. And I love the fact that you're doing that. If you were going to tell someone who is an entrepreneur or a coach why they should take the live Business Accelerator Formula, what would you tell them?
I would recommend Business Accelerator Formula for those who have hit a standstill in their business, as well as for someone who needs a 90-day goal to achieve and to accelerate their business and get it to the next level.
If you'd like to learn more about the Business Accelerator Formula, it's a live six-week program that I personally teach. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/business accelerator. That's consciousmillionaire.com/business accelerator. Welcome back. I'm J.V. Crum III, host of the Conscious Millionaire Show, and I'm here with our featured guest, Lawrence Ford. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Secret of the Seasons. We'll have a link to that and all of the questions we're about to have in the Conscious Millionaire Expert Questions, all on the show notes at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. And now it's time for the 24-hour challenge, and Lawrence has a great challenge for you. I'm going to turn it over to you, Lawrence. Can you give that challenge to everyone listening today?
Thank you, JV. Here we go. Ready, everybody? This is a life changer if you have the guts to do it. So it's called stalking. And what I'd like everybody to do once the reason I want you to do it once is because I think it's addictive, is that you stalk yourself. Here's what I mean by this. I'm going to give you a 30-second overview of what this is. I want you to sit. I want you to take a couple deep breaths, and I want you to take yourself out of yourself, and I want you to watch your thoughts. Sound easy? Not so much. So what we do is I'll give you a little game to play. Here's the game. Watch your thoughts. When your thoughts come up, which they will, I want you to label them one of three things. Ready? I want you to label a thought as past. In other words, I was just thinking about the lunch I had. That's a past thought. Breathe it in. Let it go. Watch yourself again. Next thought comes up. Label it. If there's a future thought, label it future. Breathe it in. Let it go. Also give yourself the gift of saying present, or I'm not sure what it is. And if you do this once, hopefully you'll want to do it many times and it'll change your life. Called stalking.
Stalking, folks. And I want to challenge you to do that because I know I've done a lot of this kind of work. It will make a significant difference. And right now, it's your time. I want to thank you for showing up, for taking the step. Every show at Conscious Millionaire Show, all of our episodes are about you taking another step to grow and build your business, make a big, powerful difference in the world, and turn your business into a high-profit business that's making a positive impact. I also want to reach out and thank all of our listeners and friends in Madison, Kentucky, and St. John in the Virgin Islands. And now it's time for the Conscious Millionaire Expert Questions. And Lawrence, I want to start with mindset. What's the mindset you've developed that helps you actually discover those best business opportunities?
Authenticity, JV. Meaning allowing yourself to completely align with who you are and why you're here. And then making sure for someone like me, I have the ability to do some really good manifesting, like I'm sure most of our conscious millionaires out there do as well. But making sure that you are clear on which one of those are the ones that you should follow that are alignment with who you are. In other words, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. So testing with all of those ideas and all those opportunities, really taking a moment to make sure it settles in with making sure it's fully aligned to the best of your ability in this moment to who you are and your purpose.
So let's shift from mindset of authenticity to a specific strategy that will help any entrepreneur listening increase their profits.
So I'm going to take that to the next level. And that is making sure we have a rule at Conscious Capital. And we have our rule is that we work very hard to make sure that everybody gets to love what they do as much as possible. So when you're hiring talent, our job and your job should be to make sure that their gifts are used as much as possible. It's not some altruistic thing. We all know that what you love is what you do best.
And you know, being a conscious millionaire is about receiving and giving. And part of that giving is that we're on the planet to contribute. What is a way in which you create a bigger contribution through your life?
Well, first of all, just by my presence and my being, I'm always there for people who need help going through their third season and also optimizing their performance in their fourth season. So I do coaching. I do not announce that much, but you can find it at lawrenceford.org. For the people who are looking for that. Second way I do that is I do that through my global leadership with partnership with the United Nations called Future of Capital. And you can look at futureofcapital.org if you're interested in joining that, which is basically a mission and a movement of this nexus between consciousness and capital. So moving our capital markets in a way that are good for all around the globe. And the third way that I do that is I have a firm called Conscious Capital Wealth Management. And Conscious Capital Wealth Management has two big thoughts. One are that obviously, no surprise, you're here for a reason. So we believe that beyond basic needs, money is useless unless it's supporting your reason for being here. And the second is that while you're at it, you might as well know what your money's doing while you are sleeping. In other words, Most people would rather not have their money degrade the earth or support child labor, even if they're unconscious about it with their investments. And the good news today is that done well with good portfolios, you can actually do good and do well at the same time and potentially even get what I call conscious alpha out of your investments. In other words, if you're missing those type of qualitative things about what companies do good and potentially what they do bad, then you're missing the overall analysis of that stock for your risk and reward. And so we have the greatest asset management team that helps put those models together and works with all sorts of clients.
You know, so I'm curious, because you may be listening and saying, I'm very attracted to this way of investing. What's the minimums that people need to have to work with your firm?
JV, I'm so glad you asked that. Really, 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 really glad you asked that. I mean, I love a lot of your questions, but that's one of my favorite ones because I'm passionate about this. As a leader in the space and in finance and in the world of investing, what I'm about to tell you from a business point of view is theoretically one of the stupidest things you can do as a company, and we do it, which is we do not have minimums. And the reason we don't have minimums is because we have multiple different advisors and different aspects of being able to enter, and we have great technology and processes to be able to leverage that. So we do not discriminate based on minimums. Now, we work with multi-million dollar, you know, entrepreneurs and big private family offices with certain of our advisors, but we also take in, you know, $25,000-$50,000 clients with some of our advisors. We have advisors all over the country in a centralized approach as well. And we do that because I have a deep, deep belief that nobody should be left behind. And so we've designed the company for that purpose.
Lawrence, what's a book that you'd recommend for entrepreneurs?
Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl.
I love that book. In fact, I saw Viktor Frankl when I was in grad school in LA and read the book in high school. I'm curious, what is the next summit? You're doing so many powerful things, and I just really want to applaud you. It's an honor having you on the show. What's that next summit, and what might be a challenge you're going to have to overcome to get to yet another mountaintop?
Ah, excellent. So we are about ready to, in the next 3 months, we're doubling. We probably will double in size in 3 months at Conscious Capital. And so for all of you entrepreneurs out there, need I say more? So we're just, it's going to be a wild 3 months and we're just warming up. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of building on the bottom of this thing, really building deep roots and processes for scale. And so we're right in the middle of the rocket ship.
So to just borrow from technology, a frequently used phrase, you want to break things quickly, apparently, if you're going to double in 3 months.
I've been breaking stuff for quite a while, JV. So hopefully there's enough broken and we're ready just for some rocket fuel now. And of course, things will, the wheels of the wagon occasionally, you know, get into speed wobbles. But, you know, we all know that's part of the game.
My final question, and by far the most important, what's the legacy you want to leave, Lawrence?
That I was here for a reason and I lived it to my best.
Wow, I love that. I'd say that's a version of my legacy as well. And I'd be curious to know what your legacy is. You could go to consciousmillionaireshow.com. At the top of the page, you can send me an email or you can send me a voicemail. I get them directly. None of my staff sees them. What is your legacy and how are you building your business in order to achieve it? I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Lawrence, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
A pleasure, JV.
Thank you again for showing up and for all that you're doing in the world. See you on the next Conscious Millionaire. I want to thank you for doing your part during this pandemic and financially challenging time. Using your talents to help others is the greatest gift you can give others now. My heartfelt gratitude goes out to you, and to help you grow your business and profits, I've created the Your Money Tree Hypnotic Audio. So if you've always wanted a money tree, now you can get yours. Get Your Money Tree Audio now by going to consciousmillionaire.com/money tree. That's consciousmillionaire.com/money tree.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.